This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now.
An Orlando interdisciplinary artist is bridging the gap between a physical, tangible book that you can hold in your hands and digital interactive storytelling. The resulting physical/digital, or Fidgetal book is called Journey, a narrative coloring book for both kids and adults with original music accompanying every page. Readers scan the QR codes throughout the book to hear the songs and soundscapes that set the tone for each part of the tale. Today, we revisit a conversation with Yezdan Givchi, the Central Florida-based creator, composer, writer, and illustrator behind Journey. She says the story invites self-reflection and mindfulness as the reader journeys through a fantasy forest world.
At its heart, it's an immersive illustrated story experience, and coloring is one part of how the reader enters that world. I actually wanted coloring to be part of that world so people can feel more in it. Journey came from my desire to build something that brings story, atmosphere, and music together in a more immersive way.
You describe it as fidgetal.
Yes, I did.
I'm not sure that I've heard that word before, but it is a perfect portmanteau for exactly what's going on with Journey. It is physical. It is digital. Tell me a little bit about the book first.
Sure. Journey is an illustrated story experience guided by original music. So it's not just something to look at or color. I want it to feel immersive, like stepping into a world. Speaking of the word fidgetal, it is actually kind of new terminology, but we'll be hearing this more often in the close future. So by fidgetal, I mean a physical book connected to a digital layer, which means in Journey, the printed pages connect with original music, so the experience continues beyond the page.
And it is also interactive in a way that it is a coloring book, but it is not just a coloring book. It has a story woven through it. And as you say, there's a piece of music that is provided for each page. Where did the music come from?
First of all, the music changes how we feel a story. For me, the music is not a decoration. It's part of the emotional architecture of the journey. So I specifically composed each track to guide the emotions of that certain chapter. And then I also mixed them in nature soundscapes. So I didn't want a person basically listen to a music. I actually wanted them to feel the leaves crunch beneath their feet, or I wanted them to feel the tension when they first meet the tiger, and I wanted them to feel the tiger purr and everything. Once the reader opens the book, reads the story, and starts to color the journey world however they like, with the headphones on, they actually feel like they are walking in the forest, or they are entering their world.
I'm glad that you mentioned the tiger. The story is not scary, but it invites you to sort of shake hands with fear, especially specifically on the page of the tiger. It invites you to sort of assess what fear is to you and how it imparts knowledge to you. You sort of have that in the representation of each animal as the character of the person who is reading the book moves through the forest. Can you talk a little bit about teaching through using the animals?
So during this journey, the reader meets 11 archetypes. Each archetype, they all have their symbolic meanings. They all present an emotion. And for instance, speaking of tiger, tiger represents strength and courage. The peacock represents grace. And how they do it is, in this story, they ask you some questions. For example, the tiger is the first major character the reader meets. And because we are in the forest, and it's a kind of mystical forest, It's actually, Nicole, a journey to stop conscious. But I don't mention this in the book at all. I just leave it to the reader. So that's why these archetypes, the questions they ask, actually giving you chance to stop, pause, calm down, slow down, and ask these questions to yourself. So while you having your journey in the forest, actually you are having this little journey in your subconscious as well. Because the tiger asks you, now tell me, will you move forward with the courage or will you wait for the sun to rise? So you can apply this to any part of your life, right? Like we have decisions in the life, but sometimes we hesitate to take a further step. We slow down. So all these questions actually leading you somewhere. For instance, the peacock. When you visualize the peacock, it's always a beautiful bird, gorgeous feathers, you know. But there's a certain way of coloring a peacock. That is why peacock is actually asking you, does the dazzle of others matter or the colors of your heart? So the story goes like this. This 11 archetype actually gives you chance to be with yourself, slow down for a moment, feel transported, and connect with your imagination.
Yes, and yet I want to point out that this book, it also works on two levels. It can take children through the journey just as well as it can take adults. It speaks a little differently to each one. And just to illustrate that, I'm going to ask you to read the foreword to the child and to the adult having this experience, because I noticed that you had two different messages at the beginning of the book. Can you go ahead and read that for us?
Of course, my pleasure. To the child, this is your adventure. The forest is big, but you are brave. Listen to the wind, roar with the tiger, and paint the world exactly how you see it, not how others tell you it should look. To the adult, this is your permission to pause. The questions asked by the creatures in this forest about fear, waiting, and authenticity are the questions we often stop asking ourselves as we grow older. Use your colors to answer them.
About fear, about waiting, and about authenticity. So interesting. You mentioned earlier that we would be hearing the word fidgetal more often. Why do you say that?
I say that because, I mean, Nicole, in like last 3-4 years, how the technology evolving crazily, like speed, and people who were against AI right now, they are very much into AI. This applies to companies and everything. They were like, oh, did AI write your resume? You know, right now they are the ones who is using AI to actually kind of do the first elimination of the candidates. So it is there. It's always there. I don't think there won't be any development or innovation in any way that we humanly gonna leave the feeling of physical products behind. For me, I still like to hold a book in my hands. I like to smell the pages, you know, that printed pages smell. I will love to turn the pages physically. But there's this truth that no one can ignore. The digital power is there too, and it's coming more powerful than it's been ever. So whoever can connect the physical world to a digital world, then the product is gonna mean more for the new world we are in right now. So the digital is the merge of the physical and the digital layer.
What would you like people to take away from experiencing journey?
Well, I want them to slow down. I want them to feel transported. The world is already so noisy. You know, there are two types of world, the world outside and the world in our head. Humans are emotional, you know, we get affected. Although we seem like we are not listening, hearing is something else, listening is something else. You don't need to spend your time focused on something, but the world is going on. It's a crazy world out there. And we actually don't ever give time to ourselves to be ourselves, stay with ourselves, to ask ourselves what we really want, you know. It's just like a race going on. So we forget something very important when we are in this journey, I would say. So whoever reads the journey, It's a small book, but it's like a pocketbook, kind of, you know? I want them to slow down, feel transported to the forest, and connect with the imagination in a deeper way. I think everybody deserves a little me time for themselves.
That was Orlando interdisciplinary artist Yezdan Givchi, creator, composer, writer, and illustrator of the fidgetal book Journey, in a conversation first aired in April. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.